So when you look at the prompts and the expertise behind the prompt is what makes ChatGPT so successful. What we wanted to talk to you today about was the idea of AI, this progressive nature with this takeover, and how to slowly implement a new tool into your tech stack. There's all these tools that marketers are using in their MarTech and sales tech. And we just want to challenge our listeners to just start using it, and just, you will start building prompts. And the magic secret sauce behind ChatGPT is behind the prompt and what you're telling it.
Welcome to Centricity, the podcast dedicated to helping emerging middle market companies pursue growth and bridge the gap between sales and marketing. In today's episode, our host, Will Riley, meets with Joseph Sayo to discuss ChatGPT and how business executives can utilize it in their businesses. If this is your first time listening, we encourage you to subscribe and leave a rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Now, let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of the Centricity Podcast. I'm your host today, Will Riley, the Revenue Operations Director here at Fitzmartin. I have the honor and privilege of interviewing none other than Joe Sayo. Joe has been with the Fitzmartin team for the last couple of years and is our Revenue Operations Specialist. So in a nutshell, he does any and everything that a marketer can do to support sales in the buyer's journey, from technology implementations to CRM audits to demand generation strategies, as well as media planning. Joe does it all. And we couldn't think of a better guest to interview in relation to what the entire world is talking about, and that is ChatGPT and ChatGPT-4. So we're going to be interviewing Joe just to hear, what is it? Should we use it? Have you already used it? If I haven't signed up, is it too late? And hopefully get a lot of those questions out of the way. But the goal of today's conversation is to hopefully not introduce ChatGPT. And if it is an introduction, we're glad you're here. But really, how should we be using it as marketers? How should sales people be using it? How should agencies use it for their clients? And we hope to uncover some of those practical uses of ChatGPT today. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Will. Yeah, no, it's been a while since I've been introduced, and this is my first podcast, so it's kind of weird doing this. I am by no means an AI specialist. I'm just kind of talking and seeing from what I'm seeing. I've been in tech for a long time, and I've been with companies that have kind of grown to like a $1 billion status, so I kind of have some insight into how technology is used, especially from a marketing standpoint, as well as a marketing or a product marketing standpoint. So I'm hoping I can share some things with you that'll be of benefit. But yeah, I'm not an AI genius or anything like that. But I do think there are a lot of applications, like pragmatic applications, that can be utilized today for marketing teams. And I guess we'll talk a lot more about that.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to start with, and you mentioned the rise of AI technologies, probably more in the mainstream than ever before. When I look at chats and prompts on websites and chatbots, chat is not new, but I think ChatGPT and how it's taken over is a little bit reminiscent of, what would we call it, Joe, Web 1.0. Talk to me about, I mean, is this new? Is this craze going to die? Or have you seen this before in your entire career in tech? Or talk to me about where we are to date and where we've come from.
Yeah, I've actually been in a company that went through, or a technology company that went through several rounds of funding. And they eventually got some funding from a Silicon Valley investor, Bessemer, actually. But yeah, there's this kind of hype to it, especially with technology these days. It's kind of like stocks. Like once you get investors involved, this people will start pumping it. There'll be news. They'll obviously try to push things along with the capital that they've raised. But yeah, it kind of seems like there is a bit of change coming. You can even see it probably in the tools that you're using. Like a lot of tools now are employing more dynamic features like Google Ads. It's taken a lot of control away from you over the past couple of years, right? Like expanded text ads are gone. It's all dynamic now. I was recently like in a snowboard or ski line, snowboarding, and two college kids behind me were talking about Freudian slip. And I think they had written a summary or they had prompted ChatGPT about it and they were just talking about it. So yeah, I think it's becoming more mainstream as to like the applicability of it. That's hard to tell, but there's, you know, like for marketers already, they kind of know some of the tools that are out there, like Grammarly, Jasper. I think there's like Hemingway app. U.com is something that I learned about yesterday from another marketer, which is like an AI search engine that's kind of based on obviously your search. So yeah, I think it's becoming more mainstream, but the applicability is so hard to tell. Like I was reading an article recently about narrow AI versus general AI. So narrow AI is what we're seeing right now, right? Like ChatGPT is just an NLP kind of processing model that gives you these answers as somebody would kind of answer for you. But general AI, which is like, you know, walking, talking, do stuff for you AI, I think that's, or at least I think the top AI researchers are at least saying that that's really far away, like 2040, 2050. Even like there's even people who suggest that it'll never happen. Case in point, like Uber has been working on their autonomous driving for, I don't know, a decade, if not more. And I believe there's still like, there's like Uber self-driving cars that are stuck in this loop on this certain street, just driving in circles. So yeah, I mean, there's still things like that. I think we're until I think quantum computing comes along, I don't think we'll ever see, you know, kind of that like Will Smith AI walking, talking robots doing stuff for you. You know what I mean?
So, right. Yeah.
The FitzMartin approach to research is simple. Start with data. We use statistical analysis and data visualization to clarify the haze around customer sentiment, behavior, and lifetime value metrics. Our most recent study helped a financial institution understand a group of new customers, identify their ideal customers, and craft a plan to acquire more of those ideal customers. Visit fitzmartin.com/solutions. Again, that's fitzmartin.com/solutions to download a free sales barrier analysis worksheet to find the gaps and barriers in your organization and read for yourself about the values a partnership with FitzMartin can deliver to you.
It's not just the rise of AI. I mean, to your point, we've been using AI for years. And, you know, when we asked ChatGPT what you are, ChatGPT said, we're a large language model developed by OpenAI. ChatGPT is designed to simulate human conversation. You can ask any question on a variety of topics, and it will provide you with an accurate and informative answer. End quote by ChatGPT. And our prompt for that was provide a brief introduction about ChatGPT for an e-newsletter. And what's interesting is that, to your point, Joe, we tend to look at areas that we're not, maybe we're threatened by AI with, whether it's, yeah, driving a car or walking down the street. When you look at a language model, I could see people would be frightened by that. Whether it's a copywriter or a researcher, just general marketers in general, especially on the demand gen front, sales outreach. And I think you shouldn't necessarily have anything to be worried about. If you're worried or have that sense of fear, it's probably that you don't know how to use ChatGPT. We have people on our sales team that have been using it in outreach. We actually internally, you and I were supposed to write an email on data privacy. Instead of us writing it from scratch, someone on the team plugged it into ChatGPT just to get started. And it was a pretty good draft. You know what I mean? And I think that we're just like when marketers heard about the internet in kind of 1.0 times of our culture, I'm sure there were some threats there. And when you look at the shift from Web 1.0, which is really the early stages of the internet, you know, we primarily used it for static content as HTML pages, and those were mostly read-only. And now we've been living in Web 2.0, which is the modern internet, you know, more interactive, user-driven. And really, when you look at Web 3.0, it's the next stage of the internet, which is being developed by more intelligent systems, interconnected experiences, using technologies like AI, like we're talking about, blockchain even from a crypto perspective, semantic web and customization web experiences that we're already starting to see with connecting and integrating your front-end website to your back-end system, whether that's a CRM or enterprise-level system. You know, God, why do I cannot think of ERP? Ugh, let me go back. And really, when we look at the transition from Web 3.0, which is the next stage of the internet, and that is using more intelligent, interconnected tools and experiences, and really leveraging technologies like artificial intelligence, like blockchain, even like semantic web personalized experiences that we're already seeing. We've already started deploying in the last year or two tailor-based content on the front end of your website based on your purchase history, based on your ERP data, based on the CRM relationship. So this is not new. It's just becoming more mainstream. And that is to 18-year-olds on the ski lift, all the way to people at the coffee shop, not just marketers and sales professionals and agencies, but the mass people. And that's what I think is so amazing about this takeover, is that we have an opportunity yet again as marketers and professionals to lead the cause and be the ones who are creating the prompts or having expertise, knowing how to apply it to our clients' business and not being threatened by it. What I love about ChatGPT, it's an opportunity for growth, as not only for ourselves and our own career, but really our clients' business and our future clients' business and even prospects. So what I love about, again, where we've been is, how do we adapt and be more intuitive? How do we, you know, decentralize things? How do we utilize data and intelligence to improve UX? And to me, Joe, everything that we're reading and that we started using is that this is just the beginning as it relates to improving your overall experience at a communication level and sales level.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, in one way, you can look, like, for example, where it took me a day to write a blog, now I can write, I don't know, 500 blogs, depending on how many prompts I can generate. I would encourage people to get onto, you know, whatever kind of AI solutions are out there. I think the majority are for writing, at least for marketers. Like, it's not just copywriters, and that could be replaced, like developers as well. They're even using it to generate code. So yeah, I think you have to look at it like a long-term perspective. For example, like when the iPhone dropped, or like you had internet on your phone, like it was such a progressive shift to where we are today, right? Like, we tend to think of these things as, oh, it's happening and there's going to be this whole paradigm shift and it's going to be groundbreaking and people are going to lose their jobs or people are going to have all these new jobs. I think it's a very progressive shift because it takes a lot of like changing of systems and processes for that to happen, as well as new technologies and foundations to be placed. I mean, look at our internal like RevOps team, like all the processes that we've kind of put into place and all the technologies that we've put into place. To change that all would take so much time. And yeah, I kind of see it happening like that, a very progressive change. As to what that future will be with AI, I couldn't tell you, but I mean, there's a lot of movies out there that kind of show how AI and society will kind of integrate. I think one person that I've read at least some of his stuff, Ray Kurzweil, I think he's like at Google now, and he talked about the singularity where like technology and man are kind of unified or something like that, like Matrix or what have you. I mean, it certainly seems like that. I think Elon Musk was pushing some brain like technology or brain connection technology. I forgot what it was called, but Yeah, you could only imagine that, like, Web 3.0, will there be a platform or medium shift? Like, will we continue to use laptops and iPhones moving forward? Will it just be like a chip in our brains that, you know, if you watch like Minority Report, like that might be something that happens, right? Like these microchips or things in your eyes. Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting future, but I think it'll be progressive. Like it won't be as shocking as we think it'll be. It'll be this natural progression. I think that's the only way it happens, right? Like with any change that's groundbreaking, it needs to be progressive and yeah.
We need to do a separate podcast for all the movies you reference. We'll do a short list of our top AI movies. Neuralink is the Elon Musk company.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're right. Whether that's microchipping in the future or the next payments processor change that is even beyond crypto, AI is not going anywhere. And it's about how do we leverage it now, to your point, on existing strategies. As marketers, we can do content creation now with ChatGPT. So why not start there? We can not replace everything with ChatGPT, whether that's an in-person meeting, delivering a presentation, but you can do presentation prep. Heck, you can even build a presentation with ChatGPT. And when you look at what is possible versus what's not, like I said, it really is in-person market research, your personal contributing your personality to a meeting, you know, handling a physical product, physical task. But how much of our job is repetitive, redundant, can be automated? And when you look at strategy or data organization, heck, even search engine optimization, well, I can't tell you how many SEO programs feel like we're starting from scratch and we shouldn't be. And even from, you know, market research or tone in an email, we've seen examples where we needed to insert tone. So we asked ChatGPT to write an email to a coworker about X, but in a nice way. So when you look at, and we'll talk about that on another episode, the prompts and the expertise behind the prompt is what makes ChatGPT so successful. What we wanted to talk to you today about was the idea of AI, this progressive nature with this takeover, and how to slowly implement a new tool like ChatGPT into your tech stack, just like you would Google Ads if you've never advertised before, just like you would do GA4 event tracking if you want to take your analytics to the next step. There's all these tools that marketers are using in their MarTech and sales tech, and we just want to challenge our listeners to just start using it, and just, you will start building prompts. Like I said, we'll have a whole other episode devoted to prompt building and the magic secret sauce behind ChatGPT, especially ChatGPT-4, is behind the prompt and what you're telling it. So we can't wait to share more about that. Joe, I think that's all the time that we have today. Thank you so much for sharing, your background and expertise and painting a vision for, the shift where AI feels like it's been more in the mainstream more than ever. And excited for our listeners. So download ChatGPT, either the free version or the do the $20 a month plus package. Both are incredible tools that marketers, sales professionals, and industry thought leaders, innovators can start using to automate your day.
Yeah, no, thanks, Will. It was awesome talking to you about this. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, Joe, how can we stay connected with you, or if we have any questions around AI and the rise of it?
I think I'll be writing more on the Centricity blog on fitsmart.com, so you guys can get some more stuff from me there moving forward.
Awesome, Joe. Again, thank you so much. And our listeners, thanks for tuning in and excited to share more about ChatGPT and its offerings and upcoming episodes. Have a good day.
We sure appreciate you listening today. If you would like to get in contact with today's guest or stay in touch with us, visit our show notes. Additionally, to get the latest strategies for the alignment between marketing and sales, visit fitsmartin.com. As a reminder, if you have found value in today's episode, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, thanks for listening.